Here at Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country fans.
Got the first goal at 11:58.
This is Country Legends 24/7.
Mills got on the board at 15:29 by Angelo Pizarro. Wisconsin Rapids goalie Dominic Hike. He has 6 saves on 7 shots faced, while the Dells, Max Pierce, he has 7 saves on 9 shots faced. So coming into this period with a 4-minute power play, essentially, yeah. Rory, what do you have to say about that one?
It's going to be a huge test for Pierce and these tired out Ducks. I mean, the four games in 5 days is really going to, I think, start to affect these guys, especially with a long and extended power play. And I think now you really just want to try and make simple and effective plays. I mean, their two man forechecks really going to tire them out. I mean, it's been working well so far. I feel like they really sort of set the tempo. I think they were definitely more physical and really sort of had the River Kings back. The River Kings just able to convert on a couple of chances, and I think it'll be really interesting to see how the fatigue sort of plays a part in this one.
Well, we're just about ready as they're making sure the net was all good on the pipes there for Dominic Kite, as we're moments away from that puck drop here in the second period. Thanks for joining us here on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey and 105.5 WRI. Really appreciate it tonight, and we're underway. The River Kings going from my right to the left. The Ducks going from my left to the right. Again, Rapids wearing the home whites, and the Dells wearing their dark road jerseys. As Rapids holds zone, Allstrand at the far blue line. Sends a puck around the boards, opening up the defense. Schweitzer. Pitch up to Tudich inside the blue line. Allstrand with it. Cross ice pass. Anderson. Tudich back to Anderson. Allstrand far side as the Dells are really playing a good box scheme on that shot. Down through the slot. That was just wide of the goal. Rapids still with possession. Anderson to Schweitzer. Back behind the goal. And boy, the Dells were able to clear that one out. 3:16 left to go in that power play to start the second period. Rapids leading 2-1. Puck center on the boards. Near side, Anderson. He's having a little bit of trouble moving the puck as the ice is still a bit wet from the resurfacing. Denti tried to get it back up, but that was turned away by the defense. Trudeau battling down low. They picked off the puck, and they're just going to try to tie it up in the corner, and they cannot hold it as Tudich sends a puck up. Schweitzer, now he's got to skate, try to get past the defense. He backhands it behind the goal, giving chase to Denti. He stops, brings it back to the far side. Allstrand from inside the blue line. Anderson stops it at the circle. Back to Anderson's shot. Poked wide by Pierce. As the Dells try to clear it, held in by Anderson. Sends it across to the high slot. Allstrand shot just over the crossbar. Shot. Big rebound. Shush. Shot wide of the goal. As Tudich, he got knocked down by Pierce. And they're back to play in hockey now. Anderson shot. Rebound there by Pierce as Allstrand had a good shot at that one. 2:10 left to go in the power play for Rapids. Clausen poke the puck away from Allstrand as Allstrand skating inside the blue line. Big slap shot turned away by the defense. Trudeau at about the middle circle. Puck is loose. Can't find it as Rapids. Now they do. Denti as now we have a whistle as Pierce. That's the second time he lost his stick on this possession by Rapids. And they get a stoppage. 17:52 left to go in the second period. 1:53 left to go on the skater advantage for Rapids. Still leading 2-1.
Yeah, Pierce forced to make a couple of really excellent saves, starts to stay with the puck really well, and without your stick, you're sort of hoping they don't shoot at 5-hole, and then really good play by him to stay with the play, and it looks like the net's just a bit dislodged.
Well, now we're getting that figured out because they've been having a lot of trouble the last few weeks with the net staying on, and I'm not saying it's anything negative against anything negative against the Ice Crew, because they do a great job here.
Yeah.
But I know it's not because it's extra warm out. It's maybe they're not giving enough time for the ice to set. I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, there's that wet patch. You can really see it from up here. And I think the puck was caught twice. They're really sort of putting Anderson in an awkward position. And, I mean, the Ice Crew, they really care about the ice, and they really take pride in what they do. And it's just I'm not sure what the sort of issue might be. Maybe peg-related. Maybe what keeps the net down more than anything else.
Maybe they need to sharpen them pegs just a little bit, not too much. You don't want to create a weapon out there. I mean, there's already a bunch of weapons out there.
Yeah, there
with
is.
Sticks and skates and whatever you want to make a weapon, really. That exactly. Puck, that's not nice either.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see this the second unit for the River Kings. I mean, they played excellently last time out against the Outlaws, and they helped bump up the power play percentage. It was six goals and nine opportunities for the River Kings, 66% efficiency, and power play's now bumped up to 22%, and the second unit's a large part of that.
Yeah, they were really clicking in the second game against Isanti last week. One shorthanded, and the rest were almost all were power plays out of 14 goals.
That says something.
That does say something. I mean, granted, they weren't all power play or anything like that, but it was a good percentage. Almost half of the goals total were on the power play for Rapids or on special teams for Rapids. So we'll see if they can get going again here, as they have a minute 53 left on this power play for that's taking up for that 5 minute major by Plater. As we have 17:52 left to go. Second period is face-off to the blocker side of Pierce. Controlled by Rapids. Bryceland with the puck. Centering attempt hops over the stick of Lutflin. Held in by Whitehead. And Ilian sends it back around the boards. Bryceland centering attempt. Sharp angle shot. Held on to by Pierce as he almost falls into the goal, which that would have been an interesting call.
Yeah, just a really smart shot by Bryceland there, just sort of catching Pierce with his weight behind him.
That was an interesting one because there must have been just a little bit of light there that he must have just closed down on just enough as we had a face off to the glove side of Pierce. And a poke away, and it's a rush here for the Ducks.
Great save. It
was a big save by Height. And Wesley is not thrilled with it as he got stonewalled. No other way to put it.
That's why you bring Height in.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great goaltender. Stats might not show it, but he is a good, solid goalie. As Rapids back on the attack as Lutfalin behind the cage, out front to Bryceland. Up front, Whitehead back to Bryceland, or Lutfalin, excuse me. Bryceland behind the goal. 1 minute left to go on the skater advantage for Rapids.
Bit of urgency needed.
Whitehead, Bulldog. Poked away, back to Bryceland. Good forecheck here by the Ducks. Power play kill. Penalty kill, I should say, as Whitehead chips it back to Bulldog. 45 seconds to go. Bryceland down low, looking to center it. Back out to Bulldog. Back down to Bryceland. Centering attempt. Nobody home. Goes out of the zone. Rapids will have one more crack at it as we have 30 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. 16:30 left to go. Second period. Rapids still up. 2-1. Puck set up, picked off at center ice and set right back down as the Ducks, they're really playing with a big fire as they do not want to give up another goal, especially on this power play as Denti brings it up into the zone. 12 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Denti, centering attempt, that was to Schweitzer, can't get it to go. Out front to Tudich inside the blue line, cross ice, Allstrand inside the blue line. Shot by Anderson, turned away, that bounced off the stick and part of the crossbar. And that kills the four-minute penalty here to start the second period as the puck is loose in the slot, bouncing around, stopped by Pierce, sent back out front. Beauchamp centers it. Denti, he gets tied up in there. As Allstrand tries to send it back down, gets down even with the goal line, still sitting there. Sharp angle shot by Denti. He sends that, goes up against the boards, held in by Allstrand. Tried to get a rebound to Schweitzer. He couldn't do it. Sent into the high slot where the Dells, they cover up. And that's picked off by Schweitzer down low to the circle. Shot,
what
and a goal! Sharp angle shot by Tudich. Rapids goes up 3-1.
Wow, what a goal by Tudich. I mean, what a player Tudich is. He's had such a great couple of last weekends, just able to find that minuscule angle to sneak the puck in. And, I mean, to start that play from Schweitzer to just bat that out the air and find his line mate, what a play.
Well, that was picked off by Schweitzer at the high slot, a clearing attempt. Sent down low to Tudich, and that sharp angle shot got him in the top shelf, and it's a 3-1 hockey game in favor of Wisconsin Rapids.
I joke with Schweitzer a lot about his various all-star plays, and I mean, that was one of them right there.
Outstanding shot, as that goal is officially scored by number 8, Owen Tudich, as puck comes up to neutral ice. Caden Schweitzer with the assist. Only one assist on that goal. Time of the goal, 4:37. So Rapids is up 3-1 over the Dells now as Dells hold the zone. Shot turned away by the defense. Picked up by Cooper. Cooper Chips up ahead. Glove there by Kneeling. Kneeling back, moving the puck into the Rapids defensive zone. Lead pass to Wesley. Then it's chipped right back to neutral ice as the Devils has to reset, and they do. Collision, Beauchamp, fireboards, picked up by leave for Garcia. Wilcox picks it up. Puck bouncing out, high slot, picked up there by Kneeling just inside the blue line. Shot turned away by the defense in the slot. Beauchamp sends the puck up high. Neutral ice, no icing is called as he got more height on it than distance. Picked up by Diamond. Pass to Ilian is on the far side. Cooper has to get on sides, and he does not. So we get a stoppage of play. 14:15 to go. First period or second period. Rapids up 3-1.
Yeah, Cooper almost made it back on side, but a really nice play by. I want to go back to that Schweitzer play. I mean, just batting out the air brilliantly and finding Tudic, and Tudic with his 20th goal on the year.
Yeah, 20th goal. He's got 56 points now, ranking third in the River Kings hierarchy of scoring. 14:09 left to go. Second period. Rapids up 3-1. Big shout out to a good friend of mine, John. He's listening out on the radio tonight, and he's a big duck hunter. I'm surprised he didn't make her down here, but we'll see how this goes the rest of the game. As Rapids, they are chasing after the puck, got sent down the length of the ice. No icing is a call. Raffert got pinned up against the boards down there. Lutflin, he tries to get up ahead to Ilian. The Russian line is Lutflin. Pass up to Breisland. Breisland, Ilian, Lutflin, 3-on-1 shot. Big rebound. Puck is loose. Picked up by the Ducks. Held in by Lutflin, excuse me. Breisland, sharp angle shot. Big rebound. Picked up again by the Ducks as the net comes off. Another stoppage there, some pushing and shoving, where Plater's back in the game, and he started pushing with Noah Diamond, it looks like.
Yeah, Diamond's a great skilled player, but, I mean, he's also an agitator. He loves to go back and forth with these guys, and similar to a Brad Marchand sort of player, and somebody you don't like to play against but love to have on your team.
There is a few of those over the history of the River Kings I can remember, as there's one that actually played for the Ducks and then came here a few years ago. I forget his name. There's been so many, it's hard to keep track of them all over the years. But either way, we play on, face off to the glove side of Pierce, controlled by Rapids. Breisland shot from the circle. That gets turned away by the defense out front. Puck comes neutral ice. Clausen gets a poke checked away. Raffert off the boards. McNeish giving chase, sent across the way to Clausen as he slipped back through there, and there's no icing. Height plays it around the boards. As Letcher plays it back around the other way. Breisland tries to poke it up out of the zone. He cannot. Now it is into neutral ice. Ducks have to reset. Rapids still moving towards the puck. 12:49 left to go. Second period. Rapids up 3-1. As Dell's trying to establish a possession. They have, I believe, one shot on goal this entire period so far, as we have 12 and a half to go. Centering opportunity for the Devils did not come through as Raffert got to the puck first. Battling in the far corner is Raffert, McNeish. Puck comes up. Breisland's trying to get out of the zone, and he does. He bumps it through his skates. Williams, one-on-one opportunity. He chips it up centering, and Breisland can't bury it. 12:13 to go. That was an opportunity there. Beautiful puck movement, but the Devils were there defensively to keep Rapids out of the net. Shot just inside the blue line, and there's a glove by Height. Another stoppage, 12:03 to go. Second period, Rapids leading 3-1.
If you're a River King, I think the one thing your game's lacking is some physicality. I think, obviously, you love playing pretty hockey. You love feeding those passes and making some nice plays, but I think some physicality going into playoffs is what we really need to add to our game.
Well, that's the one thing. You don't need a goon. You need an enforcer.
Yep.
And like you said, that enforcer's physical. They have some, but it's almost like they're not taking it easy, but they're not.
We have Obstafelder out. I mean, he's a really big physical player for the River Kings.
Yes, he is.
He's
absolutely.
Such a huge presence and sort of a deterrent as well. And without him, it sort of lacks the physical game.
Well, you need someone to step up in that regard for Rapids, even though they are holding a 3-1 lead. Puck was tied up in the corner. And now Rapids trying to break it out of the zone. They cannot. Norton, high slot, turned away
Great
by
block.
The leg of Whitehead. Tudic trying to grab the puck as it's up to neutral ice. Sent back down, rips off the official. Mazzaro trying to get a sharp angle shot, and that's gobbled up by Height.
Whitehead taking exceptions.
As there's some exceptions being taken, there's some pushing and shoving. These teams are going after it as there's a punch thrown at Denty, as both teams are really, really not having too much of it from either side right now.
So if not really face-to-face confrontation, just a little bit of slashing, a little bit of cross checks behind the play, and sort of jabs at height and things like that, sort of really antagonizing the River Kings. I mean, it's on both sides. It's a real chippy game already, and obviously a lot of animosity between these teams.
Should be matching penalties as Tudich goes in the box, as does number four, Norton, for the Dells. Roughing for both of them. Roughing and then a cross, so one of the two. As that's Norton for the Dells and Tudich for Rapids. He's got the roughing as Tudich. Liam Norton for roughing. Okay, they said cross check, but it was roughing for both, so we are playing 4-on-4 hockey. That ice is sure opened up. 11:17 to go, second period. 3-1 hockey game, Rapids advantage, so that can go either way. As far as the ice really opening up, that really helps the defense, but boy, that really helps the offense too.
Absolutely.
Goes down the length of the ice. No icing, that got waved off. Our official said yes, the near one said no. We play on, Anderson gets a puck, leave at the circle, shot covered up by Pierce right in the pads. As there's your first opportunity for Rapids on that 4-on-4. Stoppage of play, 10:53 to go. Second period, 3-1 hockey game, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, the River Kings really able to sort of set the tempo this period, I think, towards the middle and back end of the period, sort of having the Ducks sort of dominate the sort of tempo and the control of the game. And now it's just the River Kings really taking control, especially with the help of that 4-minute power play to begin the period.
Face off to the glove side of Pierce. It's cleared up into neutral ice. Beauchamp picks it up. Garcia flanking him. Drop pass to Garcia at the Rapids blue line. He can't quite handle it cleanly as he's being face guarded by Wesley, who goes down on the ice. Reminded that, once again, it is slippery and there is no penalty, no icing being called. That played behind the goal by Pierce as the puck goes out of play. As there's some yelling going on by the Dells, and there's some smiles from the Rapids players back towards their bench.
Yeah, Garcia, I mean, he's such a nimble skater. He's got that ability to just turn on the jets like he did there, and what a great skater he is.
10.5 to go, second period, face-off to the blocker side of Pierce. Held up, picked up by Beauchamp, shot for the blue line, bouncing puck, it's still loose. Pierce laying flat on his back in the crease. Rapids picks up the puck, no goal, no nothing yet. As they're playing in the corner, I'm screened out a little bit by the boards. Centering temp to the slot for Rapids, no one home. As Trudeau picks it up, waiting for the Dells to get to where they want to be on the ice. Trudeau, back pass, that goes to Desjardins. Shot, blocked by the skates of Beauchamp, sharp angle shot. Not anywhere close as the puck goes around the boards and the net seemingly comes off.
Yeah,
as
I think it did.
As Height hugged the post that popped up off the goal line. So that's, man, I don't know what it is, why that keeps happening, but maybe.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just the weight you put on that post when you push off. I mean, Height looking to secure the short side there and to sort of nudge up into it, and I think that's sort of what dislodged it.
Well, we'll be having a face-off here. Glove side of Height. Face-off controlled by Rapids. Denty. Backhand pass up to Beauchamp. Up way ahead is Bryceland. Beauchamp skates forward, centering to Denty. Denty tries to get behind the defense, can't quite hold on to it. Denty, near corner, pass up ahead to Anderson. Leaf pass to Garcia, who backhands it through the slot, back to Anderson. Anderson skates, sends it around the boards. We got 4 seconds left to go on 4-on-4, and we're back to even hockey as the Dells has an opportunity to break out the zone as Clawson brings it up. Sends it, dumps it down into the Rapids end. Anderson sends it back the other way. Beauchamp trying to get it through his skates. He's tied up. Far corner, he comes away with it. Sends it up. And that is being chased by Wilcox. And no icing is the call. 9:05 left to go. Second period, Rapids up 3-1 over the Ducks. Anderson down low. Schweitzer near side. Schweitzer skates with it. Chips it up against the boards. Allstrand gets around a defender. Tries to center it right in the slot. And that gets sent back through the center ice. Picked up by Raffert in the rapid zone. Chipped up ahead. Anderson, Allstrand. He brings it up in the zone. Part of the Euro line. As Allstrand tried to leave pass for Schweitzer. Cannot. Puck comes out as the net comes off for Pierce. Another stoppage. 8:35 to go in the second period. Rapids still leading 3-1.
Yeah, that time it just looked like a number 18 just sort of tried to use the net to stop himself and knocked it off that way. But I want to say Wilcox, I mean, he's been really noticeable this game coming in like height from Hudson Havoc. And now in three games with the Ducks, he's gained himself 2 points, both assists.
Face off. That was to the glove side of Pierce. Bouncing puck comes through the slot. Sent back out to the blue line by Raffert. He tries to send it around the boards. It's picked up in the corner and out goes behind the goal. Sent back around the boards as the Dells and Rapids battling in the near side, screened out by the boards. Now they move it out. Allstrand comes up, tries to center it, held in by Lutfulin. Schmiel, one of the midseason additions from Russia for the River Kings, sent behind the cage is Schweitzer looking to center it right on the doorstep. Allstrand couldn't quite get there. Schlupfelin holds his own. Anderson sends it back, and it's picked up in the neutral ice zone by Raffert. Chipped up ahead by Allstrand because they got to clear the zone. Otherwise, it will be an offsides. 7:44 to go, second period. Rapids up 3-1. Puck sent around the boards. Cooper giving pursuit. Allstrand, he gets there first, sends it up. Held in the zone by the Ducks, but not anywhere near the goal was that shot. As Lutfulin lifts it up, gets held into the zone by Massaro. As the Devils trying to mount some offense, redirected shot, high slot, nowhere near the goal yet again. Puck behind the goal, picked up by Allstrand. Allstrand battling with it with Raffert. Puck comes up at the circle, and now that will not be an icing. Last touched by the Ducks. Getting there first is McGregor. Sends it up, poked away by Diamond. Diamond dropped pass to Ilian. Ilian tried to get it back to Diamond. Couldn't quite do it as Lutfulin. He picks up the puck, neutral ice, as Rapids gets back up on sides. Under 7 to go, second period. As Rapids still trying to hold his own. Coming up neutral ice is the Dells. Kurowski near side. As there is a penalty coming up against Rapids, I believe. And it is. And that's probably going to be against Mikhail Ilian for an elbow. When you're as tall as him, just like you say with Beauchamp, when you're not doing anything dirty, it still looks dirty when you're that tall, and that's more than likely going to be the call.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a harmless hit from our sort of vantage point, and then obviously refs seem to have picked up something.
Oh, I believe that's a checking from behind, actually.
No.
That's still a two-minute penalty. Coming up here, 12:24, time of the penalty. And that will be a power play for the Ducks. As they can't hold the zone, comes back out in the Dells defensive zone. McNeish, he gets the puck as he's trying to tie it up, let his teammates come through. His puck comes up through the slot. Wilkie sends it up to Fletcher. Rapids defense trying to get there, going around the goal, sent back out front to Wesley. Diamond tried to poke check it away as Fletcher sends it behind the goal. Bulldog for Rapids gets there first, ties it up in the corner. One River King, three Ducks battling it out. It's a whole flock of them, you could say. Puck comes back around out front inside the blue line. Clausen being poked by Diamond. It's a 2-on-1. Diamond, McNeish, Diamond near side. Shot, and that gets blocked by Pierce. Standing tall was Pierce as both teams battling for it now. McNeish holding the puck down deep. Tudich comes back on the ice as Diamond goes off. Bulldog, Whitehead staying about mid-ice as the puck is tied up in the corner.
Yep.
Under a minute left to go in this power play for the Dells. 5.5 to go in the second period. Battling in the corner.
Great play by Hogan.
Rapids is doing a great job.
Keeping three guys on him, now four.
Boy, that's just a That's a man among boys right there as the puck's loose. Sharp angle shot off the mask of Pierce. Bouncing puck in the crease. And it's sent out by Pierce. Another outstanding series of saves for the Rapids goalie. The Dells goalie, excuse me. Intercepted puck at the blue line. Tudich out front. Shot. And there's a whistle as Pierce is saying, hey, I have my helmet off. I have an issue with my gear. We need a stoppage of play. And they get one. 4:56 left to go in the second period. 20 seconds left to go in the power play for the Dells.
Yeah, I mean, what an effort by McNeish on that shift. I mean, he's the epitome of a penalty killer, and his efforts are met with jubilation by the River Kings players. And I mean, what a player McNeish is. And I also want to highlight Bolduc. I think Bolduc at the start of the year, he was quite fresh and really wanted to play that more offensive style, but he's really, really adapted his play really nicely to fit in with the system.
Face-off going to the glove side of Pierce. Just a little bit of time left on the skater advantage for the Ducks, as that was really eating up time behind the goal by the River Kings. Is shot really sharp angled, stopped by height. 2 seconds, one, and now we're at even hockey. McGregor tries to center it, gets it across ice, shot, redirected into the
great
netting.
Great play by Ilian.
And we got another stoppage of play, 4.5 to go. Even hockey, though, but Rapids is up. 3-1.
Yeah, charges straight out of the penalty box and makes a nice play to cut out that opportunity.
Face off coming up to the blocker side of Dominic Kite. Controlled now by Rapids. Beauchamp behind the goal. Gets his pocket picked there by the Dells. He gets sent out at front. Ilian to Tudich. It's a 1-on-3, just like it was in the corner behind the goal moments ago. A big collision on the far side. Center attempt. Cooper couldn't hold on to it for Rapids. Set the pucker back around the boards. Comes out front. Shot, Ilian. That goes right behind the goal. He had a lot of mustard on that one. As puck gets out center, Ilian there. Shot redirected by the defense right back to him. Dell's defense playing tough in that slot when it's been a lot of one-hour looks. And now they sent the puck back up. Neutral ice. Beauchamp, he knocks it into the corner. As the Dells trying to get a line change, holding up in the corner. That's Cooper. Big collision in that corner again. As puck just getting pushed up ahead. Loose puck goes behind the goal. Garcia has it. Sends it back around the goal. Beauchamp with it. 3.5 to go. Second period. Rapids up 3-1. Sent up neutral ice. Goes into the zone of the Ducks, and it's going to be stoppage of play. A whistle. I believe that'll be offsides. 3:23 left to go, second period. Rapids still leading 3-1, and leading in shots 22-10.
Yeah, and this is a really huge game for the Ducks. I mean, depending on Northwest results, if the Ducks can get two wins out of this weekend, they can play playoff hockey at home, and that just speaks to the sacrifice the players are willing to make blocking shots and getting their body in front of these heavy shots.
The Ducks at home are definitely a different animal, no pun intended. As they, I mean, anybody at home is a little more dangerous than they are on the road.
Absolutely.
But that I think it means more for the Ducks than anything right now as Rapids, they gather the puck behind their goal. 3:01 left to go, second period. Anderson trying to chip it into neutral ice. Rapids does. Bryceland, it's a 1-0-1-0 shot right into the pads, and off comes the helmet of Pierce. And we got another stoppage of play at 2:52 left to go, second period.
Yeah, Bryson looking for a similar goal as he did on the Saturday against Isonti, just top of that right circle and just zipping it, but it's Pierce, and hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, I think he's all right. He's been having some trouble with those straps on the back of his helmet, so hope just like the pegs staying firm in the ice. I don't know what's going on there, I'm sure. But with all the wear and tear, because he's Pierce coming into this game, 20 games played, he's 12 wins, 7 losses, 1 shutout. He's played 1,167 minutes. I'm sure gear is wearing out a little bit as he's going to the bench.
Yeah, I imagine it's just a clip broken. I've had a couple of them, and they're so annoying when the clip just sort of blows up on you.
Well, I think they are going to be just getting him one of the backups' helmets, doing the best they can with it. As they are just going to have to do the best you can. I mean, that's unfortunate, but player safety is paramount, especially the goalie, because, boy, that I've been hit with a few pucks over the years without pads. That hurts.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot imagine how goalies all that time ago, they used to play without a helmet. I mean, they're even more crazy than we are now.
Yeah, that's right. And they still look better than me. but that's not the point, as we have a face-off again to the glove side of Pierce. Rapids holds it at neutral ice. 2:45 to go as big collision in front of the Rapids bench. Down goes Trudeau, and we've got a whistle. Obviously, that was a little too hard of a hit. So we'll see what goes on there, as the Dells bench isn't very happy with how that went, as no. I can hear them over my headset yelling. Now, I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, I just can't make it out, but I can't imagine it's something nice.
Yeah, they're not happy with something. So there's a lot of quacking going on there. Sorry for all the bird jokes.
I think they're flowing nicely.
Well, they're about ready to. They migrated back north early from the Dells up here for tonight and tomorrow. As we got 2:40 left to go, second period. Rapids up 3-1. Faceoff going to the glove side of Pierce. Neutral ice puck. Lufalin sends it up. Neutral ice picked up by the Dells. Waiting for everybody to get back on sides, and they are off sides. Stoppage play. 2.5 to go. Second period. Rapids still leading 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, just right now, just sort of a bit of trouble in the neutral zone again. I mean, it's such a tight game and such a emotionally charged game. That's going to get clogged up pretty quickly, and now it's just sort of how well can you sort of chip and run.
Neutral ice faceoff controlled by the Dells. They send it back behind the Rapids goal. Drop pass from Raffert to Lutfullin. Puck comes up, held in by Armstrong. Shot, blocker saved by Height. Height has had good luck. Yeah, mediocre luck against the Ducks this year. They won the first matchup, but then dropped the last two. The last one coming up on February 1st. But we still play on as he's with a different team now, as Denti gets the puck up into the offensive zone, battling in the corner with under 2 minutes to go. Denti trying to center that pass, and he does. Back behind the goal. Schweitzer can't quite come up with it. Dells do. Centering up, neutral ice, Trudeau. He gets hit right at center ice by Lufalin, and the puck comes back, Rapid zone, but Rapids picks it up. Schweitzer up-headed, Tudish behind the defense, coming in, shot, and a goal! Oh, boy, lifted it over the glove, and Rapids goes up 4-1.
I mean, this combination of Schweitzer and Tudish is just outrageous.
Outstanding goal by Tudish.
I mean, what a play. I mean, the pass from Schweitzer just lofting it brilliantly, just sort of getting enough air to carry it over the stick of the Ducks defender, and then a great play by Tudic to sort of drag it, getting the weight of Pierce, and then chipping it over.
Backhand, forehand, over to the far post, tucks it in, and we've got a 4-1 hockey game. River Kings over the Ducks.
Yeah, I mean, the River Kings have had so many chances. They've been able to cut through that middle so many times, especially with that effectiveness of the saucer pass between this line of Denti, Tudic, and Schweitzer, and another chance here, and it's buried by Tudic.
Well, Pierce got his main helmet back, so luckily that they got that fixed up, ready for him to go. As we got a faceoff coming up, 1:36 to go, second period. 4-1 hockey game, Rapids, as they're looking to add more. Bryceland picks up the faceoff, gets into the zone, centering attempt, bouncing puck just wide of the power post. Held into the zone, Bulldog shot, blockered up into the netting, stoppage of play with 1:23 to go.
Schweitzer's had a hand in all four River Kings goals tonight. I mean, what a game he's having.
Outstanding. You're absolutely right. As we got 1:23 left to go in the second period. Rapids up 4-1, 25-12 shot advantage. And just things are going Rapids' way to this point as faceoff gets canceled there. Not everyone is ready.
And I think it's really the scoreline just doesn't reflect the sort of how the game's been played. It's been really back and forth, and I think the River Kings just a lot more clinical.
I completely agree with you. It's been a very close game. It's sure 4-1 doesn't look like it. Backhand! And the light went on, but no goal, as that was backhand point blank, and it almost went through the pads of Pierce. The goal light went on,
yeah.
but no goal, as we got another stoppage. 1:18 left to go. Second period. Rapids up 4-1. Another faceoff coming. Glove side of Pierce. Faceoff. Controlled by Rapids, sneaking through, left out. Height, Whitehead, he has got a center on the boards. Rapids has to touch up. They do. Allstrand poke checks it back into the zone. Trailing is Anderson, and Anderson can't quite get to it. Whitehead holds his own. Under 1 minute to go as Bryceland gets to the corner. He gets ridden off the puck, and he gets held up a little bit. No penalty. I agree with that. Anderson, centering attempt, back all strand, tried to stuff it home, and he couldn't. Held the zone as Bulldog sends it around the boards. Whitehead, centering attempt, all strand shot, gobbled up by Pierce. 43.8 seconds remaining, second period. 4-1 Rapids.
Yeah, Pierce really, I mean, he's such a talented goalie. I mean, his technical skills are great, and his ability to move laterally is unbelievable, and makes another solidly positioned save there.
Face-off, blocker side of Pierce now, 43.8 to go, second period. Puck sent back around the boards. Garcia picks it up, sends it back down. Centering attempt from Williams. Bouncing around behind the goal, centering attempt there, that time by McNeish. Puck comes into the near corner. Rapids playing with less than 30 seconds to go on the penalty, or on the period, excuse me. As Garcia has the puck inside his blue line, sends it up ahead by McNeish. Flies up to Cooper. Cooper shot up off the pads. A Pierce held his own as Rapids sends it back right around. There first was McGregor for the Dells. Picked up by Cooper, centering opportunity shot. Puck's bouncing, and it's covered up by Pierce with 5.3 seconds to go in the period. Boy, that's another great opportunity for Rapids that Pierce stood tall in.
I mean, the River Kings have had countless grade-A scoring chances. Pierce has been playing well, and Williams, for his second great chance of the night, just unable to sort of lift it over the outstretched Pierce.
As frustrating as it has been for Rapids last couple weeks with tough goalie play,
yeah.
And you can look at the scores and say, yeah I'm right.
Yeah.
No, that was very tough goalie play. I mean, boy, Healy was outstanding there.
Facing 91 shots, it's unbelievable.
Absolutely. So my question is, how nice is it to be facing these stingy goalies coming up with the playoff push?
It's really good. I mean, it just makes you elevate your game, and that's exactly what we need coming into the playoffs.
There's a shot from Cooper inside the blue line and turned away by Pearson. There's your horn, and there's two in the books as the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings lead the Dells Ducks 4-1. First in that second period, Owen Tudich got the scoring start at 4:37 with an assist to Gaten Schweitzer, and the duo met again at 18:24. When Tudich scored again with assists to Schweitzer and Denti. Through two periods, Rapids has thrown up 31 shots, 27 saves for Max Pierce, whereas the Dells, they have thrown up 5 shots in that second period. Dominic Height making 5 saves as they have 12 shots on the game. So what we're going to do here quick, we will be getting a game played in here, and we'll get a new sheet of ice, and then we'll be back here for the fantastic conclusion of tonight's game. Again, where Wisconsin Rapids leads 4-1. So we'll be back here momentarily on Flow Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
A new year and a new adventure with the perfect Chevy to take you anywhere. With Pure Power Unleashed and future forward technology, every path leads to new possibilities. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Head and Shoulders Bare. Clinically proven dandruff protection with just 9 essential ingredients. No sulfates, no silicones, no dyes. Dandruff protection, minimal ingredients. Job done.
One sheet of Bounty versus one sheet of the ordinary brand. One sheet of Bounty is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less. Get the job done with one. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
I used to struggle with injury, but now I use Head & Shoulders every walk. Because the active ingredient in Head & Shoulders fights off the microbes of injury.
Think you're going. See? The flakes down here. Make every wash count.
What do Elma, Jimmy, and Marcus have in common? They all grew their businesses with Fiverr freelancers. Whether it's for building a new e-commerce store, seeking marketing or business consultation, boosting performance with a variety of AI services, or even if they're an architecture firm looking to get more work done. It's all made possible with Fiverr freelancers. Join millions of business owners already growing their businesses with Fiverr.
Every family moves at their own pace. That's why we have U-Box, where you can pack in a day, in a week, in a month. You can store it or ship it. How and when you want. Don't want to lift a finger? We got you covered there too. U-Box by U-Haul. Move at your pace. Reserve today at U-Haul.com.
Place, and I gotta find her.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared.
And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Yeah, might give it.
For soothing relief from sore noses and sneezes, trust Puffs Plus Lotion this cold and flu season. America's number one.
Here, boy, take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free. Cruising up and down Maine in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud. From this burned CD, I'll be right where I want to be when I'm 16. Now that I can drive, finally feeling alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's all right. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 18, 18. I'm old enough to vote, but they turn me away when I go to the Cotton Eye Joe. They say the grass is always greener, and I believe that's right. But my friends are off to Vegas, and they're leaving me behind. What I wouldn't give to be 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21, 21. Couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh
about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Wisconsin Dells Ducks. Kevin Michael Rubin bringing the action. Of course, Art Carl Cameron, Matt, in action up here. And of course, our good buddy, Murray McGinnon. 4-1 score. Feels a lot closer than that. Shots 31-12. But really, this has been a highly contested game on the ice. And I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of physical play out here the rest of the way.
Definitely. I mean, a bit more clinical with some of these chances that the Ducks have had, and it could easily be even a tie game. I mean, I think there's been three breakaways that the Heights
on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
We are just waiting for the ice to firm up just a little bit as both teams are out on the ice ready to go, and that horn sounds right now. So they're having a couple words here. I think they're going to get the ice crew out there and polish off some of the water. I don't know why it's not firming up so well. I know they've had some issues with it during the course of the season. But either way, we're going to have to play on.
It must just be the rush after the games they play in the intermission.
Well, there's been a lot of games played on this ice this winter. Just like how they're telling both teams to get off the ice and they're going to be giving it a little bit more time. So,
yep.
You know, we should probably take a look at a little bit around the league. Because, I mean, tonight you had three other games going on. Hudson at Steele County. That really – none of these – it's not going to affect who's in or out.
Yeah.
And there's really only one place that's really going to have any effect, and that's that 4-5 bubble.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so tight. I mean, I'm not entirely sure of the points difference, but it must be just – razor close. And I mean, as I've said, the Ducks really need to win both games this weekend, or else they won't be playing home ice, and I think that's really what they're looking for.
Coming into the game, the Squatch have it all wrapped up, the top seed, yeah. 74 points. The River Kings, they're second with 68, and then the Express, 58 points, excuse me. And that's where I say it's kind of a top-tiered league,
yeah.
Where you got the Squatch and the River Kings really taking lead. The Express, they can play spoiler in there.
Absolutely.
For anybody. Then it's 4-5. Mullets came in 50 points. Ducks with 49. Then sixth place, the Ox, the Blue Ox. Man, they can't catch them,
no.
But it'll be a one-point advantage. So we're really hunting for that 4-5 matchup. And that changes to where the Ducks either go to the Mullets or the Mullets go to the Ducks.
Yep.
As of right now, the pairings will be Isanti. They go to the Squatch. That's a done deal. Steele County comes here. That's a done deal. And then the Blue Ox will be going to the Express as a 6-3. But that's really just that 4-5. And, boy, the 4-5, just by numbers, that's really how it should be. It should be close like that.
Yeah, it's so tight. And, I mean, that group of the Mullets, Ducks, and Blue Ox, it's so back and forth between them. It's unbelievable. I mean, even this week, the Ducks are able to topple the Northwest twice. And, I mean, each team, Mullets, Ducks, and Blue Ox, they've lost to each other. They beat each other. It's been so hotly contested. Always a tight game between those two, or those three even.
Well, right now, the scores are Steele County 5-0 over Hudson. Rapids, of course, 4-1 over the Dells. And 3-2, Northwest over the Blue Ox. And then, of course, tomorrow's games, the Dells and Rapids. The Mullets go to Isanti, and the Steele County Blades, they go to the Blue Ox. So we're getting closer and closer to when they're going to play. But, boy, there's a pretty darn good crowd here tonight.
Absolutely. I wanted to mention it.
Oh, yeah, man. Go ahead, man, because both sides of the bleachers are pretty well full. The beer garden's just overflowing.
Yep.
The band's here rocking it, and the upper concourse
is
great.
Well. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it must be the most filled we've had it this year. Maybe the opening game of the season, when I remember I couldn't even hear you because of how loud the fans were, and I was trying to turn up the mic. And I mean, great showing by so many people to come out. And I think with the high school season over and now with the playoffs ramping up, it's just excitement. It's buzzing around here right now.
Of course, local high school action. Wisconsin Rapids was knocked out of the playoffs on Tuesday up at DC Everest. They were shut out 5-0. Third time this season that the Evergreens got the better of Rapids, unfortunately, for us Rapids fans. But big upset last night up Stevens Point. The number one ranked all year undefeated Spash Panthers. They got it taken to them by Chippewa Falls, 4-1. And Point had knocked off Chi-High earlier in the season. It was like 8-0.
Yeah.
And they even outshot the Cardinals like 48-18 in the game. And the Cardinals weren't having any of it, and the Cardinals took it to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's the beauty of hockey, and I mean, it's so unpredictable. You can maybe assume, but you'll never know for sure which team's going to win. And that's just the beauty of sports, the underdog story. And the ability on the night, if you perform, if you show up, you can beat anyone on any given day.
Other than that, I mean, there's no hockey going on. Other than that, we will not talk about last night, as that still sticks in my craw. As I jokingly said on Game or Playmakers earlier in the week, it's a talk show
right.
On 105.5 that I go on Wednesdays,
yep.
Is I'm still bitter about the 2008 Olympics when they took our gold medals and gave us Justin Bieber in return.
Yeah, I mean, there's such a Canadian presence on our team, and our assistant coach Derek, he had a bet with Coach Bull, and Coach Bull's been rocking a Canada hat all day, and that's the sort of thing you just love to see, the in between the rivalries and the betting and the sort of camaraderie we have, and
I mean,
it's been brilliant.
We do love our neighbors to the north. They've always been good to us.
Hey. It's been heating up recently, though, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we still got women's hockey. I'll take that, too. Yeah. But, you know, go back to the Iran hostage crisis. If it wasn't for them, who knows what would have happened. But we know what's going to happen now is hockey for another 20 minutes as the faceoff is controlled by Rapids. They send it down into the Dells zone. Dells trying to get back with the